very grateful to Monty just for meeting his being. He was on the schedule as doing meditation, guided meditation this morning. And I said, could we do a little bit of yoga, a little chair yoga? One of the purposes of yoga is to prepare us to meditate. So we're going to do some real light, be in our bodies kind of practice. And then we're going to meditate. So my sobriety date is October 28th, 1989. Okay. My sobriety date is October 28th, 1989. And I would say that meditation was the 11th step, that one where we practice prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God, was one of the most difficult things for me. And it's still not always easy. I found yoga a place to move my body a little bit, calm myself down a little bit so I could meditate. So that's what we'll do. I'm going to do a couple different aspects and parts of the practice that may be helpful, maybe not. Take what you want, leave the rest. Love that about our 12-step recovery. And we're going to do a few different practices. So they're just practices, and you really can't fuck it up. 12 steps are a spiritual practice. Yoga is a spiritual practice. Yoga doesn't need the 12 steps. The 12 steps don't need yoga. But if you do them in conjunction with one another, for me, I found it's really been helpful. So that's why I asked Monty if I could share. Excuse me. So we're going to start by rubbing the hands together rigorously. And you do this to wake up the organs, the glands. They've actually mapped your whole system out in your hands and your feet. We could decide we want to take off our shoes. You don't have to. But yogis take off their shoes so you release energy from your feet. So if you want to rub your feet together, you could do that too. That's just another option. And if you have anger, it could be your liver. It could be, my first yoga teacher said you should eat red things like beets for your liver. You know, there's a lot of dietary things we can do to help ourselves. So we're just connecting, and we're going to bring our hands together with about 5 pounds of pressure and suck it into your sternum. This is prayer mudra, pretty universal prayer, right? We do this in many different practices. If your knuckles are touching your sternum and your shoulders are down and back, and you tuck your chin just a little bit, what we're doing is an asana or a posture. A posture is just a way to put your body, a posture. A mudra is a hand posture. So if you watch Buddhas have all different kinds of mudras. They're like sitting and doing things with their hands. And this is a mudra, a hand posture. And we're going to close the eyes and look at the middle of the forehead. So if you touch your finger in the middle of the forehead, and if you just look at that point, roll your eyes up and look at that point in the middle of your forehead and just sit for a sec. Sitting in easy pose, prayer mudra, looking at the third eye. This third eye is the place where we can elevate our consciousness and actually so we can intuitively know how to handle situations. If you look up at this point, it kind of gets you out of the stinking thinking. Tell the committee it can take a little break. One of the things that people report about meditation is they can't stop their brain. Well, maybe if you roll your eyes up and look at the middle of the forehead and be quiet for just a few seconds. Listening to that still small voice within you. And now we're going to add the practice of pranayama, or breath. You can continue to look at the third eye, and we're going to inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. Pull the navel in, get all the air out of your belly. Fill up your belly with air. Fill up your lungs at your rib cage. Fill up your lungs all the way behind the shoulder blades. And then let it go from the shoulder blades, the rib cage. Pull the navel to the spine. So a deep breath. Inhale deeply. And exhale completely. And one more time. We're going to inhale. God is in us. And exhale, goddesses are all around us. And just noticing when you breathe deeply from the belly and exhale completely, what it is to have a breath. We get a certain number of these in this life. They don't give us a clicker. We don't know how many we're going to get. So just to be present for a breath from time to time, to be grateful and thankful that you have this next breath. It's called pranayama. We bring in the life force or the prana, and we release the apana, which is eliminative force. And in the middle of that, they meet at the shushmana, and that is a breath. So you've done yoga just by sitting with a mudra. I'm going to introduce a mantra. And the mantra is just a vibration. We have all kinds of vibrations going on in our head. So if you bring yourself to a focus, looking at the third eye, and inhale the mantra Sat, and exhale Nam. It means truth is our identity. Inhale Sat, and exhale Nam. Inhaling Sat, exhaling Nam. So as we continue for another few minutes, on each inhale, you can vibrate Sat, and on the exhale, you can vibrate Nam. And we're going to begin some other movement with the body. So we're going to do another mudra. If you bring your hands to the side of your body and you just move your hands like this, this is a mudra to reduce anxiety. This is also how people clap in sign language. So if you're just moving your hands, you want to get up to the front of the line at the grocery store, try this. If you want to have a hard time at work or go into the bathroom and do this, this will dissipate anxiety. Anxiety really is, have you heard that? Depression is living in the past. Look back. Oh my God, that's what happened. And anxiety is living in the future. Oh my God, this is what's going to happen. None of it's real. Look back to the right. So this will be a way to just be present in your body, and we're moving things so that when we calm down and we meditate, we can be still. I would say living in this body has not been the easiest place for me. So now we're going to bring the hands in the lap. For males, the left hand is on the bottom. Touch the thumbs together. For females, the right hand is on the bottom. Touch the thumbs together. And this is called Buddha Mudra. So if you're female, right is for female. Right's on the bottom. Women are always right. I just do that to remember. It's not true. Right, and then for the left, if you're male, sorry, we don't want you to be left out. All right, so just sit here, and we're going to just be still, listening to the still, small voice, which is not mine. My voice is neither still nor small. And now we're going to begin to move the spine. So the yogis say we are as young as our spine is flexible. If you put your hands on your thighs, inhale, bring the chest forward, and exhale, curve. So you might want to sit at the edge of the chair, inhaling forward, exhaling, curve. Just moving your spine. And with the breath, inhale, and then exhale. And you can go slow. You don't have to move fast. You can go fast if you want to do aerobics on your butt. You can go slow just to integrate. Or just sitting in a chair, moving the spine. And if you want to move your head up, you can. You don't want to fling it or hurt your head, but you can move it. Inhaling up, exhaling down. We're warming up. You should hear your breath. Hear the inhale and the exhale. And inhale forward. Stick out the chest, shoulders back. Tuck the chin. When you tuck the chin, it's a lock. It's called a Jalandhaban. Or chin lock. Inhale deeply. And we're going to hold the breath and pull the root lock. Squeeze your anus, sex organs, navel to the spine. So squeeze all the muscles in the base of the spine. Squeeze the anus, squeeze the navel. Relax the shoulders, tuck the chin, and look at the third eye. Roll your eyes up and look at the middle of your forehead. If you touch it with your fingertip, you'll say, oh, that's where I'm going to look. Inhale a little more, a little more, a little more. And relax. Let go, let God and Goddess. Whatever you believe in, create and sustains you. So just that movement, connecting to the spine, connecting to the breath, connecting to your listening muscle, looking at that third eye so you will intuitively know how to handle situations. And we're going to do another spine posture, four fingers in front, thumbs back. You're sitting next to somebody, you might want to go, I have an injury in my right shoulder, Okay, so you might want to move a chair away if you're sitting next to somebody. You want to look over to your left shoulder, look to your left elbow, look over to your right, and then just move. You can go slow. That's integrating. You can go fast. It's aerobic. You can do somewhere in the middle. What we're doing is we're moving. This is also affectionately called the love handle eradicator. Not saying anybody, I'm not implying anybody has love handles. But it does motivate me to want to move my waist a little bit. Come to center, inhale deeply, and exhale completely. And inhale again, and exhale. And one more time. Inhale deeply. Now pull the mole bond. Squeeze anus, sex organs, navel to the spine. Pull the navel in. Pull the everything down below the navel. Squeeze it. Inhale a little more. A little more. And relax. Let go. My goddess. And then bring the hands down. And this mudra we're going to do is touching the thumb and the index finger. So because we're animals that have opposable thumbs, we have egos. So our ego is not our amigo. Thumb touches this and just sit and see if you can feel your pulse between your thumb and your index finger. In the silence, God speaks to us. Relax the shoulders. Tuck your chin a little bit, not a lot. You want the vertebra in the spine to be stacked up in a Not you're all aligned. Everything is as it should be. Everybody is where they're supposed to be. And now let's do some very gentle neck rolls. Inhaling as you bring your head forward, and exhaling as you bring your head back. Inhaling forward, exhaling back. Letting go of any people, places, or things that wanted to hang out in your neck. In your shoulders. Their parking has expired. And go the other way. Inhaling forward, exhaling back. Most disharmony in our body is stuff gets stuck, it's stagnant. So we're moving, we're using energy and movement, motion. Sometimes we have inflammation. That would be a place where you would not want to move. You would want to back up and be still. Coming to center. Inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. See if you can feel the pulse. You know, this is the AOK sign, right? It's okay. It's called Gyan Mudra. It's a mudra to help us connect to our highest wisdom. So if you would like to just be in that prayer with me, God, you can join me if you wish. Grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change. Take a moment with that. Courage to change the things we can. Take a moment with that. And the wisdom to to know the difference. So this is a meditation for the wisdom to know the difference. Actually touching the thumb and the index finger. So when you meditate, Monty's going to give us a lot of information and mostly some time, some space to meditate. When you do that, you want to take the time to be still and listen. I have a new project that I'm working on, which is a yoga, yin yoga posture. Yin is about your fascia, your connective tissue. And if you think about it, the opposite of addiction is connection. Think about all the connective tissue in your body. It's all connected. Everything is connected with this tissue. So I have two postures I'm going to share with you for step one and step two. The first posture is, it's actually happy baby upside down. So in your chair, you're just going to come forward. Just let yourself come forward. Let your waist come forward. If you need to move a chair in front of you a little bit so you can come forward, just let your head hang. That's happy baby. When we think about that first step, we admit we're powerless, our life is unmanageable, we surrender. So take a moment in your chair just to surrender. Anything that isn't serving you, surrender it to the Pachamama, which is the earth, the Mother Earth. You can touch the earth, good. If you can't, just imagine sending out anything in your body that is not harmonious. I mean, coming back up real slow, nice and slow, coming back up. Take your time, one vertebra at a time. No hurry. No hurry in yoga. My favorite meme is the chick who's driving to yoga. She's cussing the traffic out. I got to get to my yoga. I had someone tell me once, I've been teaching Kundalini yoga for 22 years. You're not being very yogic. Okie dokie. All right, so now we're going to do, for step two, we're going to do a nice spinal twist. So you're just going to go to the left, look to the left shoulder. You can put your right hand on your left. We're looking to the left, right? We're going to put our right hand on our left knee. Grab the chair with your left hand, looking to the left. And if you want to come to believe, the second step is we came to believe. Any disbelief, you're going to squeeze it out of your body. On the inhale, exhale, just keep twisting. This is a nice twist. We can be sometimes twisted. I do yoga so that I don't get bent out of shape. Good job. And now we'll go to the other side. Left hand's on your right knee. Left side of the chair, look over the left shoulder, and just squeeze out any of that disbelief. And then coming back to center. So we're going to come back to our Buddha Mudra. Women, right hand on the bottom, women, left hand, touch the thumbs in the lap. I'm going to take the last minute to just integrate. The not moving part of yoga is as important as the moving parts. There's 22 classical schools of yoga, and that doesn't include core power, the big chains. This is from India. We've done a little bit of warm-up exercises for Kundalini yoga, which is one of the 22 types of yoga. It's a little interesting. We do a lot of mantra. Inhale, sat. And exhale, nam. We do a lot of breathing. We're going to do a little breath of fire. So stick out your tongue and pant. And now close your mouth and continue rapid diaphragmatic breathing from your belly. Pull the navel in to get the air out. This is the most powerful breath we've been given as human beings. It'll warm you up if you're cold, and it'll wake you up if you're falling asleep. I taught my 87-year-old dad to do this when he drives. If you're ever driving and you feel like you're falling asleep, do breath of fire. Save a life. Do breath of fire. Inhale deeply and exhale completely. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Monty now that we've got ourselves in our bodies, present and accounted for. You guys did a beautiful job doing chair yoga. It's been a joy to be in your presence.
So thank you, Lori. I guess everybody can still hear me. I can't hear myself. Okay. So with what she's done, the anxiety mudra I do is the middle finger to the thumb with just enough pressure that the skin starts to turn white. This is how much God loves me. This is how much I love God. This is how much I love you. Because it really is about what Yuma Jimmy was sharing last night. It's about love. And Bill writes that in Emotional Sobriety. He says the healing circuit is love. Love from us to newcomers and through us. And you may or may not believe you are that love. You might believe that's God's love. That's fine. You still get to enjoy it. But remember how good it feels, like they were talking about, to watch the lights come on in somebody else. Other than that, feel, heal, and deal, which I talked about in Emotional Sobriety, is all about letting the energy move through your body. When you're stuck, it's because, you know, you've got that memory stuff that Lori was talking about, and it'll make you uncomfortable. And sometimes if you do family origin work, you can ask, where does my mother live? Well, maybe she's in my lower back. Maybe that's why that hurts all the time. You know, or maybe I get a cramp here, or, you know, my shoulders, right? In the West, we really carry our stress in our shoulders. So that deep breath and drop the shoulders is a big deal. And but what we want to do is relax. And whatever you're comfortable with, feet are flat on the floor. Like she was saying, if your spine is straight, but you need to be comfortable, hands comfortably in your lap, and just enjoy the moment. We'll invite God into this moment. We'll invite our higher powers, anybody you need to pray for. Some of my friends have like a prayer list, and they have people that they know are going through cancer, or going through bankruptcy, or divorce, or health issues. Right? When I suffer, that really sucks. But I can usually do something about that. But when the people I care about suffer, that's worse. That's another level of powerlessness that we're fixers, right? Especially dudes. Women are connectors and dudes are fixers, right? The masculine seeks competence and the feminine seeks connection. That's why women want to share. They just want you to listen. They don't want you to fix it. And, of course, men are already done, ready to fix it and move on. So just let your ladies talk. And men, just listen and be there. And my two favorite mantras with my wife are, that sucks, and yes, or yes, dear. That sucks and yes, dear. Gets me out of just about anything. But now we're relaxing. We've invited our higher power. We're enjoying our own company is what I call this. And we're trying to quiet our minds. So if you have chronic thoughts, you might want to get a piece of paper and get that stuff on paper so you can get it out of you. And then with the feeling stuff, let whatever comes up, right? If you know somebody just died, you're sad, be sad. Something big's coming up and you're afraid, be afraid. Let that be an energy in your body rather than a judgment about you and your program. You know, you get to be you, and you get to be comfortable with you. And in that space, if you can quiet your mind, either by journaling or, you know, just relaxing, if you can meet every emotion that comes up and just be its host, be its guardian, no more arguing, right? Big Book says we quit fighting. So the person we fight with most is ourselves. So, and you know, we don't judge anybody harsher than we judge ourselves. So just for today, let it be okay. Let your best be okay. Like those four agreements that Don Miguel Ruiz wrote about, you know, the last one is just do your best and let that be okay. the codependency lady, she says, you did your best, even if it was your worst, because that was the best you could do at the time. So let that stuff go. And what Lori was talking about, when shameful stuff comes up, it's like, yeah, I did that. And yeah, that happened. And yeah, now I have no right to judge anybody. And so I can live without shame. I can live without blame. But I got to deal with them one at a time. And but this is a space to do that in. Feel, heal, and deal. And so we're at peace with our minds. We're at peace with our bodies. We're at peace with our emotions. And I don't think there's anything more spiritual than a still mind and an open heart. Because then we're available to God. And we're available to each other. And if you have any questions about that, please feel free to talk to me after the meeting. But for right now, just enjoying your own company, eyes closed or eyes open, relaxed and comfortable in the chair. You are the right person in the right place for now, right? It's always now. Like she was saying, regret is fear of the past and anxiety is fear of the future. And what's wrong right now? Do I have a problem sitting? Do I have a problem sitting in this chair? And if I do, what am I going to do about it? The Serenity Prayer. The advanced inventory I do is my life would be perfect if it weren't for. And I list that stuff, and then I do the Serenity Prayer next to each one of them, because there's stuff I can do right now. There's stuff I can't do anything about, and there's stuff I don't know what to do with. So the wisdom is the hardest part. Because we're sober, we want to do the right thing. You know, right? The book says that, right? You just do the next right thing. Well, the only thing better than doing right thing is doing the compassionate thing. When I say talk about enjoying your company, being okay with just being in your own skin, right? We talked about that, being comfortable in your own skin. If you could have the compassion that you have for newcomers, the compassion you have for grandchildren, for nieces and nephews, think about having that for yourself. And now take, I think we'll give it 5 or 10 minutes to just quietly, whatever comes, let it come. Whatever goes, let it go. But just, especially in a group, it's even more powerful. So what do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So if you want to close your eyes, I will let you know when the time is up. You don't have to worry about it. And right now, just be quiet and enjoy your own company. So that's just a taste. That's 5 minutes. If you went somewhere, come back into the room. But the way I meditate is to be more present. If your neighbor moves, that's part of my meditation. The heat comes on, that's part of my meditation. A jet goes over, that's part of my meditation. Because you guys are part of my meditation. The real spiritual people that I want to emulate say that let your life be your meditation, right? For some people, that's thinking of God all the time. For us, it's thinking of others as often as we can, right? We come in here selfish, and they say, be of service. Why is that important? Well, it's a little vacation from thinking about yourself. You know, I'm thinking about the coffee. I'm thinking about the chairs. I'm thinking about a newcomer. So, you know, for me, the switch in sobriety is to switch from what can I get from a situation to what can I contribute to a situation. So I call that the seventh step switch. Because the first part of the seventh step prayer, most people have forgotten, and it's not even in the 12 and 12, and it's not on the wall. But I give you all of me, the seemingly good and the seemingly bad, right? If step three is the decision step, then step seven is the turn it over step. So when I talk about being spiritual, I talk about step three, step seven, and step 11. You can't hear me? Oh, okay, okay. Well, I was going to say that just like Lori, this isn't the only thing I do. I do L-shaped breathing. I do love through my feet and spirit through my head, and imagine it spiraling around my body like a battery. And I'm just so grateful that you folks gave us a chance to share this and that we get to share it with other people. So happy Sunday, everybody.